This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Union Cabinet chaired by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condemned the terrorist incident involving a car explosion in Delhi which claimed 8 lives and injured several others on Monday. The Cabinet adopted a resolution and expressed its profound grief over the loss of lives in Delhi blast. It observed 2-minute silence in honour of innocent lives lost. The Cabinet reaffirmed the government's steadfast resolve to safeguard the lives and well-being of all Indians, consistent with its enduring commitment to national security and the safety of every citizen. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting yesterday, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, the Cabinet reiterated India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
The Cabinet unequivocally condemns this dastardly and cowardly act that has led to the loss of innocent lives. The Cabinet reiterates India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Cabinet also recorded its appreciation for the statements of solidarity and support from many governments around the world.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has visited Lok Nayak Jayaprakash Narayan Hospital to meet the people injured in the car blast that occurred near Red Fort area in the national capital on Monday. The Prime Minister reached the hospital immediately after landing in Delhi following the conclusion of his 2-day visit to Bhutan. Mr. Modi interacted with the injured and wished them a speedy recovery. BJP MP Aparajita Sarangi has been appointed as the chairperson of the Joint Committee of Parliament to examine the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2025, and the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025. The 31-member panel has 4 members from the opposition ranks, 15 from the BJP, 11 from NDA constituents, and 1 nominated member. The bill seeks to remove the Prime Minister, Chief Ministers and Union and State Cabinet Ministers if they are arrested or detained for 30 days straight on serious charges. Botswana will today hand over cheetahs for translocation to India under Project Cheetah. This was announced during the joint press briefing yesterday at the end of the bilateral talks between President Draupadi Murmu and her Botswana counterpart, Duma Boko. Our correspondent covering this visit reports that residents of India and Botswana will witness the release of the captured cheetahs into the quarantine facility near Gaborone. Botswana will be donating 8 cheetahs to India to assist in the regeneration of the cheetah population in India. Project Cheetah is a unique initiative aimed at reintroducing cheetahs to India decades after their extinction. Following the bilateral talks between the two leaders yesterday, MOU on healthcare and pharmaceuticals was signed, and India had also announced a supply of ARV medicines to Botswana to support its HIV treatment efforts. President Murmu later addressed the parliamentarians of Botswana and visited Diamond Trading Company, Botswana. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has issued an update to health advisory to all states and union territories on air pollution under the National Programme on Climate Change and Human Health. It has called for the establishment of chest clinics at community health centres, district hospitals and medical colleges in urban areas. It has also suggested these clinics to function for a minimum of 2 hours every day during peak months of air pollution. India's total TB cases are reduced by 21% from 237 per lakh population in 2015 to 187 per lakh population in 2024. The rate of reduction is almost double the pace of the decline observed globally at 12% as per the World Health Organization's Global TB Report 2025. Union Minister of State for New and Renewable Energy, Sripad Y. Naik, has said that India's energy transition is among the boldest and fastest in the world. Addressing the 3rd International Conference on Green Hydrogen in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Naik expressed confidence that India is on the track to command 10% of the global green hydrogen demand by 2030. At the Asian Archery Championships in Dhaka, India secured 2 more medals yesterday on the final day of eliminations. Abhishek Verma and Deepshika reached the compound mixed team final after defeating Kazakhstan 156-153 and will face host Bangladesh for gold today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.